Thank you so much. My husband Chris and I are delighted to be here once again with you all.
我的丈夫 Chris 跟我很高兴今天可以来这里来服侍大家。
Pastor Kenny, thank you for the invitation.
谢谢你们的邀请。
And we love the growth. I think it's growing. Your church is growing, isn't it?
我们很希望，很高兴看到教会在成长。
There's definitely joy in the house. Everybody is very happy here. That's lovely to feel.
我非常高兴看到大家，因为在这个神的家，我们有很大的喜乐。
Well, we're here to listen to the word, so I'll get right into it.
今天我们来听神的话，所以我们就直接进入神的话。
The last time that I was here to teach on the family, how many of you were here?
上一次我来这里教导的时候，几个人在这儿？
And we spoke. My first lesson is always on creation.
我第一个课题通常是关于到神的创造。
Because that sets the foundation down for how God had in mind for marriage.
因为那是最基础的，是神在他心里面要我们的婚姻是怎么样的一个基础。
And because so many of you weren't here, I just want to say why I preach on the family. It's because God called me.
因为还有很多人没有听过我的教导，所以我在这里要再次的介绍为什么我要教这个课题。
Chris and I have spent 20 years in the mission field in South America.
所以我 Chris 和我在南非有服侍做宣教士20年。
And in 1982, we went to Bolivia to start a Bible school.
1982年我在 Bolivia 开始了一个神学的教导的。
We're Bible school teachers.
是我们在神学院里面教书。
And I received a gift from someone in Australia, and inside that person had put in a newspaper.
所以我就得到了在澳洲的邀请，我们是要在那个报纸上要写一些见证。
You remember 1982? No internet.
你知道1982年是没有网络网站的。
No YouTube.
没有 YouTube 的。
So she knew that, and I was reading the paper, and one article caught my attention. It said the witches are having a conference in Australia.
所以当我看到在报纸上有一个报道说在有巫师的会议。
I grew up in a Christian home. I'm a missionary kid myself, so I didn't know anything about witches.
我是在一个基督化的家庭长大，所以我不知道巫师是怎么一回事。
The final sentence said that the theme of this conference was the destruction of the family nucleus.
所以在这个巫师的会议里面，他们的主题就是要计划如何摧毁基督徒的家庭。
It's when I felt the presence of God on me.
所以我那时候就感觉到神的同在就在我的身上。
My feet were burning and my hair was on fire.
我的脚燃烧起来，我的头发好像很热。
And I heard the Lord say, "What are you going to do about it, Erica?"
是我听到神告诉我你要做些什么呢？你能做些什么
？I'm just a teacher.
我告诉神，我只是一个教书的。
So that's when He gave me the instructions.
所以他给了， 我的一个指示就是圣经。
But this is your only textbook.
这是你唯一的一本书。
So today we're here to build on the foundation of marriage.
所以我们今天要建立婚姻的基础。
And we can all be very grateful here today for the New Testament.
所以我们今天非常感恩，因为我们有新约。
And we're going to read on the book of Ephesians first of all. We're going to read our portion. I'm going to read it briefly, quickly. How are we going to do this?
You can read the whole passage first, and then I can.
You do it as well. Okay.
Yeah. 所以我们现在要读以弗所书。
Are you going to put it up? Yep.Ephesians 5, I'm reading 5, 15 to 33. Yeah, it seems like a long portion, but it's going to go very quickly. New Living Translation. Yeah. The Bible says, the Word of God says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days.Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives. Just as Christ loved the church, he gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy, without fault. In that same way, husbands ought to love your wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually loves himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds, cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church, and we are members of his body. As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，那要被圣灵充满。但愿诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏的心彼此顺服。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。又要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身体。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。因我们是他身上的肢体，为这缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today.
天父，我们感谢你赐下话语。
We open our hearts now to you.
我们打开心。
We say, Holy Spirit, speak to us in a personal way.
我们求圣灵亲自跟我们说话。
And Father, I pray that there will be no intervention from the enemy.
我们祷告魔鬼撒旦在这个地方没有任何余地。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
He's a pesky enemy. Thank the Lord for the New Testament. The book of Ephesians is the book of the church, isn't it?
我们感谢神赐给我们新约，以弗所书是一本教会的书。
It's a vision of what the church should look like.
是一个教会拥有意象的一本书。
If a person should ask, what does a Christian look like? Read Ephesians.
如果有人问你，一个基督徒当时怎么样的，那你就要读以弗所书。
This is how a Christian talks.
这是基督徒要怎么说话，都在以弗所书里面。
This is how a Christian lives.
也告诉我们基督徒怎么活。
And in marriage, this is what a Christian marriage looks like.
基督徒的婚姻也在以弗所书里面。
Now it's interesting that in this portion,
那非常有趣的是在这段经文里面，
God elevated the marriage to the highest.Spiritual relationship by introducing his church as his bride and himself as the groom.
这非常奇妙的，因为是神借着他形容自己是新郎，教会是他的新妇，借着这个真理，他把婚姻的关系提升为在属灵的关系里面的最高层。
Imagine for a minute that you are in the church of Ephesus.
当我们在思想以弗所书的时候，
You're a new believer and you're hearing this radical teaching for the first time.
如果你是刚刚信主的，你是第一次听到这样子的真理。
Because Ephesus was a very pagan place.
因为以弗所是一个外邦人的一个城市。
This is where they worshipped Artemis.
他们在那里拜偶像。
Diana. The same name but different name.
Diana 是他们的神的名字。
She was also called Ishtar.
还有这个名字。
She was called Mother Goddess.
她是就是神的一个名号。
She was called Queen of Heaven.
是外邦神的名号。
It was a female worship place.
是一个就女性敬拜的一个地方。
But there were many idols.
还有很多不一样的偶像。
And from Genesis 2 until the New Testament, marriage had descended to whatever mankind wanted it to be.
所以从创世一直到新约，人类的婚姻一直堕落到就是人任意妄为的那个情况里面。
The whole concept of marriage was corrupted throughout the centuries. Men married for money, married for thrones, discarded wives, had multiple wives.
所以在整个婚姻里面，从开始的时候一直在堕落，是人就是为着婚姻，为着自己的这个人性私欲而结婚。
But this was also a new concept of what a church was like. It's not a synagogue. It's not a temple. It's a person.
Sorry, what's that?
What a new concept for what the church would be. It's not a synagogue.
Okay, 所以我们在新约里面，我们对教会一个新的一个观念，不是只是一个会堂。
It wasn't a temple.
也不是一个 temple， 圣殿。
But it was talking about the church being a person, a people, us.
但是在新约的教会里面，教会就是我们每一个人敬拜神的人。
And they were hearing a new concept about marriage, to think that now man had to have one wife.
所以现在我们就在想说，这新的这个婚姻的理念，就是一个男人只可以有一个妻子。
No more concubines, one wife.
没有三妻四妾，只有一个妻。
And she has equal rights to me, to the man. Wow!
所以那个妻子就是完全的属于丈夫的。
And being husbands, there's demands on the husband. What? All the demands were always placed on the wife.
所以
demands on the husband.
Demand on the husband.
demands, like things that he had to do, like the things that were.
Yeah,
so this was revolutionary.
这是启示来的。
But this verse, this portion gives us an insight into what makes the difference between an ordinary marriage and an extraordinary marriage.
所以这就是有一个不一样的地方，比较平凡的婚姻跟非凡的婚姻有不一样的地方。
You want to know what the difference is between an ordinary marriage and an extraordinary marriage?
你要知道这两种婚姻有什么不一样吗？
Chris will put the slide up. Verse 17 says, "Understand what God wants you to do. Be filled with the Holy Spirit."
所以在第十七节的时候，你们要被圣灵充满。
It's not a magic formula.
不是一个魔术的一个方程式。
It's not about who does the dishes and who takes the garbage out.
所以这不光这不是谁要倒垃圾谁要洗碗的事。
It's about who is in charge of our heart.
是关于谁在我们心里面掌权。
Now this portion also reminds us that marriage is not man's idea.
所以这段经文也告诉我们，婚姻也不是一个人的一个意思。
This portion reminds us that marriage is God's idea, and it takes us back to the verse that we read in Genesis 2:24.
所以这段经文告诉我们，这婚姻是神的心意，也带领我们回到在创世纪。
It says that as the scripture says, reminding us what the scripture says, a man will leave his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one.
所以这段经文来提醒我们，在创世纪说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Now, when God created the man, He gave within the man innate abilities. They're inside the man.
所以神当神创造人的时候，他在人的里面就创造了一个本能。
And when God created the woman, he placed inside of her innate abilities. They're within her. They're natural to her.
当神创造 女人的时候，他在女人的生命里面 也创造了一个本能。
These are innate abilities that come naturally. She doesn't have to plan, that he doesn't have to plan, he doesn't have to study. And we're going to see them now, Chris.
这本能是很自然的，并不是你需要去计划把它行出来的。
A husband's innate abilities, the thing that would give him impulse is to lead, to provide, and to protect.
所以做丈夫的本能就是带领、供应跟保护。
These things come naturally.
这是很自然的。
For a wife, what comes naturally is to nurture.
妻子呢，就是要培养、培育。
Of course, she's the only one that can give birth, but she's...
所以她要生养。
We know that, don't we? Men don't give birth, okay?
我们都知道男人不能生孩子。
No confusion here.
对，没有混乱。
But she's the main caregiver.
她也是主要的照顾人。
This comes naturally to her.
这是非常自然的。
The enemy of our soul will come and destroy this every chance he can.
这敌人常常要来到这个婚姻里面，要捣乱一切。
And in case we haven't noticed, we've been through a battle. We have been through a battle.
所以我们最近也知道说在这婚姻里面有征战。
Even pushing the enemy is pushing women to destroy their own offsprings.
就是仇敌，他是要叫女人去把自己的后裔把它除掉。
And the man and the enemy wants to stifle the man's ability to lead or protect.
所以这仇敌也在男人的身上也剥夺他们应有的那个本能。
When God made marriage, He made it for four essential things.
所以上帝给我们的这个婚姻是有四个要素。
The first one,
第一个
is companionship,
是陪伴。
As we remember, it said it's not good for the man to be alone.
所以我们记得神说一个人独居不好。
The second was for teamwork.
那第二个是要合作。
I will make him a helper just right for him.
我给他创造一个帮手来帮助他。
We were meant to work together.
我们要一起工作合作。
Procreation.
是给繁殖。
The Lord said to the first couple, "Be fruitful and multiply."
神说要生养众多。
But also for pleasure.
也要享受。
The Bible says, "Rejoice in the wife of your youth."
圣经说要喜悦你年幼所娶的妻。
You know, some wives.
有些妻子。
Are just happy being mothers.
有些妻子只满足于自己做一个母亲就够了。
And when after they get married, they forget they have a husband.
所以他们结婚之后，他们就忘了丈夫了。
You can go have your holidays.
你可以去度假了。
You can have your bank account.
你可以有你的那个银行户口。
I have got the children.
我有孩子就好了。
Because she's the nurturer.
因为她是一个培育者。
But we have to remember that parenting is a temporary assignment.
但我们要知道说，教育孩子只是一个短暂的一个。
If you do your job right, one day they'll leave you.
Yeah, sorry.
If you do your job of parenting well, one day they'll leave you. The kids will leave you.
你把他们培育长大之后，有一天他们也会离开你，只是一个短暂的一个任务。
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
所以这是很真实的。
Now this portion tells us that everything about the Christian walk is about submission.
所以这段经文告诉我们，我们的基督徒的生活，旅程呢，都是关乎到顺服。
Verse 21 says, "Submit to one another out of reverence of God."
第二十一节说，单纯敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Looked up that word reverence in the Greek, and it's phobos.
在希腊文里面的敬畏这个字是
phobos, phobos,
phobos,
which is fear.
是惧怕。
惧怕。 Did I say it right?
Fear.
Fear. You know how you say you have a phobia? Arachnophobia, like you can't stand spiders, or claustrophobia? It's phobia.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the right kind of, the right kind of fear, the fear of God.
但是正确的惧怕呢，是对神的敬畏。
We don't have time here to develop the fear of God, but the fear of God really means that He's with you all the time.
所以敬畏神的意思基本上就是说神一直在观看着你，与你同在的。If
you're driving on the road and you say, and somebody tells you, you know that they have cameras there and there's police everywhere, how would you drive?
你在路上的时候，就你会听到有声音说，你要小心，因为那个有快速 speed camera.
It's the same concept. God is everywhere.
然后你会听到说神是在无所不在的。
In our bedrooms, in our car,
在你的房间,
in our living room,
在你的,
in our kitchen, at our work.
在所有的地方，你工作、你的家、你的房间等等。
So submit to one another out of fear of God.
所以当存着敬畏的心，就是惧怕敬畏神的心来彼此顺服。
Everything about the Christian walk is about submission.
所以在基督徒的旅程里面，每一样的事情都是有关于到顺服。
And this portion of Ephesians gives us really a gold standard that I didn't appreciate before I was married. But now I really do.
所以在以弗所书的这段经文里面告诉我们的这个就是最 gold standard.
Gold.
标准,
yeah. Ephesians 5:33 gives us the formula for a happy marriage. You know what it is? Husband, love your wife. Yeah. Wife, respect your husband.
所以在以弗所书第33章里面就告诉我们的一个总结，就是两个最基础的，就是丈夫要爱妻子，妻子要敬重她的丈夫。How
wise is our God?
神是何等智慧啊！
That so many centuries ago, He gave us the template for how a relationship really works well.
所以从一开始的时候，他已经设定了那个框架，我们如何在婚姻里面可以很美满。
Every woman, no matter what color, what ethnicity, no matter what age, every woman wants to be loved.
每一个女人，不管你是什么肤色、什么年龄、什么种族，不管是什么，只要你是女人，你都是需要被爱的。
We're sponges. We suck in love.
我们是那个海绵，可以要吸取那个爱。
Every wife wants to tell her husband, I want to be special to you.
每一个妻子都要对丈夫说，我希望在你的眼中是那个最特别的那个。
I want to be the apple of your eyes.
我要成为你眼中的瞳仁。
I want you to be thinking about me during the day.
我要你白天都总是想着我。
He's going to receive a brownie points. But what does every husband say?
但是丈夫要说些什么呢？
I want you to treat me with dignity.
我要你对我有敬重。
I don't want you to treat me like another one of your children.
我不希望你对我好像你另外的一个孩子。
And don't call me your child.
你不要对我说我是你的孩子。
I want you to appreciate what I do.
我要被你珍惜我所做的一切。
I want you to validate what I do.
我要你去认可我所做的一切。
And ladies, it's okay to ask your husband to help you or to, you know, with giving you advice.
你可以邀请你的丈夫去帮你是没问题的，或者给你一些劝勉。
A husband was telling me, I feel so disrespected because my wife will ask advice from her father, her brother, her uncle, her boss, and never come to me.
但是丈夫常常觉得不被敬重，因为他妻子如果有任何的需要劝勉的话，他会去找他的哥哥、他的朋友等等，却不去找他的丈夫。
Her husband would like to say, "Don't treat me like I'm stupid."
你丈夫就会说，你不要把我当成一个傻子，什么都不懂。
So let's talk to the husbands first, shall we?
所以我们要跟丈夫先讨论，先商量。
It'll pay off.
会有奖赏的。
Verse 25 says, "What does the husband look like? For husbands, this is love. This means love your wives as Christ loved the church, and he gave up his life for her."
所以第二十五节说到，丈夫要爱你的妻子，如同基督爱教会，因为他为教会舍命。
This is speaking to us about sacrificing.
这告诉我们牺牲。
What did you get married for?
你要在婚姻里面得到什么？
Did somebody tell you you're going to have to sacrifice?
有没有人告诉你你需要牺牲的呀？
Yeah, gonna sacrifice. It'll cost you. It will cost you.
是要付代价的。
But you know, God is so wise because sacrificial love is a love that a woman understands.
神是非常有智慧的，因为这牺牲的爱是一个女人可以理解的。
Everything about a woman's life is sacrificial, isn't it?
Yes. 每一个在女人的生命当中都是牺牲的，都是 yeah, 都是有付代价的。
I mean, from the moment we get married, we have to, you know, endure 9 months of this stretching thing in our middle.
对，当我们一结婚的时候，就有了九个月，我们需要也经过那九个月的那个折磨。
It's uncomfortable and it's painful.
对，那不舒服。
And then when that baby comes out, we're very happy, but it's a lot of work.
所以当九个月过后 ，baby 生出来的时候，我们会很开心，但是会有很多其他的工作。
Feeding at 2, at 4, at 6 in the morning, and then all day. It's sacrifice.
所以每两个小时都要喂 baby 一次，所以是一个很大的牺牲。
There was a point when I used to think if I could just sleep for 8 hours, I would pay you $1,000.
我在一个阶段，我在想，我如果可以安然的睡眠八个小时，我可以，我情愿还给他1000块。
There's many times that a wife would be very happy with a piece of toast and Vegemite and go to bed, but here she is cutting onions.
有多少时候妻子呢是很容易被满足的，就是一个面包就让她可以安然的去睡觉休息，她已经很满足了。反而她还在那边切她的大葱。
You clean up messes that you didn't make.
然后要整理一些所有家里混乱的一些情况。
You wash clothes that you didn't dirty.
也洗肮脏的衣服啊，整理家务等等。
So she understands sacrifice. If he can sacrifice for her, she says, "He loves me."
所以她很了解什么是牺牲的爱。
Now, what can a husband sacrifice that is meaningful to his wife?
所以当丈夫他牺牲的爱，他女妻子是会很了解的。但是丈夫能够做什么事情来牺牲他的爱对他的妻子呢？
There's something very valuable that every man has that once he spends it, he can't get it back.
所以男人有一个非常贵重的东西，当他在用的时候是会有得到奖赏的，回报的。
It's time.
就是时间，就是时间。
We don't like to sacrifice time.
我们很常都不愿意牺牲时间。
I know she wants to talk to me, but it takes so long. I don't have time.
我知道我的妻子是愿意跟我说话，但是我没有时间。
It's interesting that many husbands that say that have 2, 3 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, sometimes days to watch a cricket game.
这是非常有趣的，因为那个丈夫情愿花了3几个小时，或者可能7个小时一整天来看那个 cricket 的球赛。
Are you all into cricket? No, no.
你们有去 cricket 吗？
My husband is.
我的丈夫有。
But you know, we have time for the things we want.
我们
watch a sport. What kind of sport do you like to watch?
Badminton.
How long is the badminton game? 2 hours? He owes you 2 hours?
How do I translate this?
Oh, that's all, don't worry. But you know, God gave each one of us 24 hours a day.
所以神给我们每个人都有24小时。
Rich people don't get more and poor people don't get less.
所以富裕的人也好，贫穷的人也好，他们都有24小时。
And sometimes how we spend our time is even more important than how we spend our money.
但是我们要怎么用我们的时间呢？比怎么用我们的金钱更重要。
But every time that we spend with our wives, we're investing in our marriage.
所以每一次我们花时间跟我们妻子相处呢，就等于你投资在你的婚姻里面。
And it's an investment that will give you great rewards.
然后呢，你这样子的投资呢，会有很好的回报。
This portion speaks about husbands loving their wives, but that word love, we need to have a closer look to it, because it's not the it is agape. I don't want to go into too much.
Okay, so 这段经文里面说到丈夫爱妻子，那我们现在要更靠近的来探讨一下。
Love is a very common word, and it can have many meanings. You know, you can say I love red.
Yeah, 所以爱是有很多种的那个意思在里面。我们可以说我爱红色。
Yeah, I love pizza.
我爱pizza.
Pizza. I love God.
我爱神。
So it can have many, many meanings, but this one here is agape.
有很多意思，但是在这里指的爱是爱加倍的爱。
And agape is found, the definition of agape is found in 1 Corinthians 13. We're not going to read it now. I just want to pick out the two foundation elements of agape love. Just the two foundations.
所以这爱加倍的爱是我们在哥林多前书是三章里面，但我今天不要读，今天我们只讲两个。
Here we have patience and kindness are the foundation of agape love.
所以我们今天只讲忍耐跟恩慈。是作为我们爱加倍的一个基础，爱加倍的爱的基础。
So says, husbands, love your wives, be patient and kind with your wives.
所以他说，丈夫要爱你的妻子，意思就是说，你要对你的妻子要有恩慈，你要有忍耐。
When you read the definition of agape, none of them is about feelings.
当我们在探讨这个爱加倍的爱它的意思的时候，没有一样的解释是关于你的感受感觉。
They are an act of the will.
他们是从内心里面发出的一个愿意的一个举动。
And furthermore about agape, because agape is patient and kind, it is not all these other things.
所以因为爱加倍的爱是忍耐跟恩慈，所以它不是这一系列的东西。
This list are things that ruin a marriage.
这个名单呢，是会毁坏我们的婚姻的。
Rudeness destroys the soul.
鲁莽呢，会摧毁一个人的魂。
Selfishness is a poison.
自私呢，是一个毒药。
Irritability causes anxiety.
容易发怒呢是容易让人家抑郁。
Unforgiveness, it really is brings sorrow to your heart.
所以没有宽恕呢是让人家心里面有苦毒。
These are things that are ruled by pride.
这名单里面所有的一切是被骄傲来控制着。
And pride is like throwing water on fire.It'll just put the fire off.
所以这骄傲呢，就好像水铺在那个火上面，让火给熄灭了。
Furthermore, in verse 28, it says, "In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies."
所以第二十八节的时候，他说，丈夫要爱妻子，如同爱他自己的身体。
Have you ever wondered if you love your body?
你有没有想过你怎么爱你自己呢？
I like this picture because there's this young man looking at himself thinking, oh, body, you look fantastic.
我喜欢这个图片是因为这个年轻的人他看自照着镜子看自己，在看着自己的身体。
But you don't have to do that to love your body.
但是你不需要做这件事情来爱你的身子。
You know, the clothes that we pick, the shoes that we pick, are all indication that we're taking care of this body.
所以我们在选择穿什么或穿什么鞋、什么衣服，这就代表说你怎么照顾你自己的身子。
We don't want to pick fabrics that irritate the skin. It has to be soft.
我们不要选，我们不会选一些会造成我们皮肤敏感的一些布料来穿。
We don't want to pick clothes that are uncomfortable. They have to fit just so-so.
我们也不会去选择一些让我们不舒服的穿衣服来穿。
If it has a little logo, even better, because you know. It's my body. A little logo like Adidas or something.
对，如果有一个名牌，我会觉得非常的
yeah.
光荣。
We work a lot of our paycheck. We spend pampering this body.
所以我们很愿意来花很多钱来照顾自己的身子。
You know, we wouldn't buy shoes in this shop. We're gonna go to this shop.
我们不会去那间买鞋子，我们情愿走去另外一边买鞋子。
And when we speak about food, what do you feed your body?
所以当我们讲到食物的时候，我们就会知道我们要吃什么来照顾自己的身体。
We don't like eating just anything.
我们不喜欢什么都吃。
It has to be so so.
我们
so so, you know, just right.
就我们不吃平凡的。
We're very careful and choosy how we feed this body.
我们是很有选择性的去吃。
And I don't know about you, but the Bible says, what do you understand when the Bible says, in the same way, love your wife?
但圣经告诉我们是，你怎么照顾自己的身体，你要用一样的方式来爱你的妻子。
And this is it, that we must nourish this body and care for it.
我们要知道自己的身体，然后照顾它。
When I think of how can a wife be nourished by her husband?
所以我们在想一个妻子怎么能够被丈夫照顾得好。
This portion told us that the Lord feeds his church through his word.
所以这段经文告诉我们神喂养他的教会是用他的话语。
Words are very, very, very important to a woman.
话语对女人来说是非常重要的。
We need to be careful with the words that we say.
所以我们要很小心我们说什么话。
Also, it says to feed and to care. You know, the word care is to cherish.
所以我们这里也说我们要喂养，而且我们要特别的照顾它。
It gives the indication of something that is very delicate.
是非常小心翼翼的照顾它。
When Chris's mother passed away, we had to go and take care of her things.
所以当 Chris 的母亲离世的时候，我们要去到她那里去，去帮她处理一些事情。
And she had figurines, very, very delicate.
她有 what's figurine?
Delicate.
她有一些贵重的东西。
Easy to break.
是很容易破的东西，很贵重的。
So we had to wrap it in bubble paper.
所以我们要很小心的把它包起来。
And then we put more bubble paper.
然后更多的那个保护层。
Then we put it in a box.
然后放在那个箱子里边。
Then we put that box in another box.
然后我们要把那个箱子放在另外一个箱子。
And we put over it fragile.
然后我们就放一个容易破的那个标号在那里。
That's the idea.
这就是
Because there's a very poignant verse in 1 Peter 3:7.
在彼得前书第三章第七节
，That really needs to be reminded.
是给我们一个提醒。
It says, "Husbands, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers."
他说：“你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你的祷告没有阻碍。”
This shows to me the importance of the fear of God.
这节经文是告诉我们如何敬畏神。
That he hears the words we say to one another.
因为他听见我们怎么跟对方说话。
And he sees when we're crying.
他听见当我们在哭泣的时候。
Let's notice that it says the weaker partner, not the lesser partner.
我们要注意，这是说他比你软弱，而并不是比你。
The weaker partner. She's not as strong as he is.
他只是比你软弱，他并不是比你不重要。
You know, my husband Chris can pick me up, but I can't pick him up.
就我的丈夫 Chris 可以把我抱起来，但是我不能抱他。
God has given us different strengths. That's why we can have more than one baby.
神给我们有不一样的能力，所以我们可以生养更多的孩子。
But you know.I just want to end the part for the husbands with this quote, which is very, very nice. It says, a husband can love his wife best when he loves God first.
所以这个是非常重要的是一个更多爱神的丈夫是最懂得爱妻子的人。
How do I know my husband loves me?
我怎么知道我的丈夫爱我?
He prays for me.
因为他为我祷告。
How do I know that I am safe under his care?
我怎么知道我可以在他的照顾底下我可以很安全呢?
Because I hear him tapping into the source of agape love. Source, the fountain where agape love flows. God is love, the Bible says, right?
因为他是在那个神的爱里面。
So when a man taps into God's love, he will never run out of love for his wife.
因为当一个男人他跟神的爱是联合的，他是从来不会缺少爱的。
You know, when a wife is loved, she will respond.
如果我的妻子需要爱的时候，她就会反应。
A loved wife will build her husband a home.
所以一个被爱的妻子能够为她的丈夫建立一个美好的家园。
Not just a house, a home.
是一个家园，不是一个房子。
And she will give you a legacy.
然后她会给你一个创造一个很杰出的一个人生。
Your children carry your name.
你的孩子就有你的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a look now at the wife because we've got to keep moving.
现在我们要看妻子的部分。
For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of the church. And let me finish. And as the church submits to Christ, so your wife should submit to husbands in everything. Your turn.
所以妻子呢要顺服丈夫像是顺服如同顺服主一样丈夫是妻子的头如同教会基督是教会的头教会怎么顺服基督妻子也照样的在凡事上顺服丈夫
Well, I'm glad the women didn't walk out yet.
我很安慰我很欣慰没有女人从这里走出去
Submission in this portion is upo taso. Upo taso, it's the Greek.It's okay.
这是希腊文。
It's a military word.
是一个军事的一个词。
And it means come under your rank.
它是说在你的屈服在你的管理之下那个意思。
It's like when you join the army, you need to know which rank you belong.
所以你当你参加那个军队的时候，你要知道你的阶层在哪里。
You know, you can't join the army and say, "Well, I just want to be a general."
你不能够一进到那个就军队里面就说我要做一个将军。
It doesn't work that way. Each one of us has their proper place.
所以它不是这样子的运作，而是每一个人他有他的一个层次。
When I first was studying all these verses.The Lord showed me that I had to clear my mind of everything I had seen and heard before.
当我开始在学习神的话语的时候，神告诉我说，我要很清楚的把其他的 之前的学所学习的东西或者经验把它去除掉。
Because I didn't understand submission, and all that I had seen were things that I didn't want in my life.
所以呢，曾经我看见的这些东西都要从我的这个意念里面去除掉，单单专注在神的话。
As I joined wives groups and stuff, I heard a lot of bad mouthing husbands.
所以当我在参加太太小组的时候呢，就听到太太们很常都说丈夫的不好。
And I thought, that doesn't sound right.
然后我就觉得这不对啊。
So I asked the Lord, Lord, what is submission?
所以我就问神说，到底顺服是什么？
And he said, you know, it's as if you were doing it for me.
顺服就是好像你在为我做一些事情。
It's not just about yielding to your husband, it's about as to the Lord.As if you're doing it to me, for me.
他不只是顺服，想屈服在你的丈夫，而是坐在主的身上。
It's as the church submits to Christ.
就好像教会顺服基督一样。
How do we submit to Christ?
我们怎么顺服基督？
Has anybody threatened you to come to church today?
有没有人在逼你来教会？
We're here because we love him.
我们在这里是因为我们爱神。
We worship because we love him.
我们敬拜神是因为我们爱他。
We want to hear his word because we love him.
我们要听他的声音，听他的话语是因为我们爱他。
And the Lord was saying, Erica, that's how I want you to come in submission to Chris, as if you're doing it for me because you love him.
所以我听到神说。你要这样子顺服你的丈夫，就好像你顺服基督一样。
You know, there's 56 verses in the Bible that speak about submission.
所以在圣经里面有56个经文都讲到顺服。
And only 4 of them refer to women, wives and husbands.
是，但只有四个是指到给妻子的，是在夫妻关系里面的。
I can see the hand of the enemy distorting this concept because it brings destruction in a relationship when there is no submission.
所以我看到仇敌在扭曲了这个观点，就顺服的这个观点，要摧毁夫妻之间的关系。
The opposite of submission is rebellion.
所以顺服的反义词呢，就是叛逆。
And the Bible tells us that rebellion.Is witchcraft.
所以，圣经告诉我们，叛逆呢，就是巫术。
Now moving right along, just in case we need to clarify this for somebody, what submission is not? It is not subjugation.
所以顺服不是被压制成为奴隶。
It is not to be forced to go against one's will or one's conscience.
它不是被逼。去违反自己的意念跟良心。
It's definitely not to endure harm.
它不是要你忍受所有的伤害。
It's not to stifle your personality just to please somebody.
它也不是剥夺你的原本的那个个性去讨人的喜欢。
But as a Christian wife and as Christian submission is our mark, it is to please the Lord.
但是基督徒的顺服是要讨神的喜悦。
It is to willingly yield to the husband's leading because God is guiding him.
是因为是一个心甘情愿的去屈服去顺服你的丈夫的带领，因为他也顺服神的带领。
It is to use the talents that God gave you for the benefit of your family. Some
是用神给你的真实的那个本能来祝福你的家庭。
And it is to wisely participate.In all the decision making, every decision making in a marriage must be made by both.
顺服也是因为很有智慧来参与家庭里面所有的决定。
Think of a car. The husband is the front window, right?
A car.
A car.
我们就想一部车，那个窗子。
The wife is the left mirror, the right mirror, and the rear mirror.
妻子呢是左边的那个镜子，右边的跟后面的。
Every time you make a decision, it's a good thing to ask your wife.
每一次你要做决定的时候呢，你要问你的妻子。
Because she can see danger here or danger there, and she'll remind you of bad mistakes.
因为她知道左边有什么危险，右边有什么危险，后面有什么危险。
She has a good memory.
然后她的记忆力也非常好。
So God intended for them to work as a team.
所以神要他们彼此合作。
But a little bit of theology here. God, I'm almost finished. God has established a chain of command.
所以神也给我们了设置了一个次序。
You know, the principle of submission is embedded in the Trinity.
你知道顺服的原则是嵌入在那个三一的真理里面。
It says here, I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ.
他要知道说。
Why don't I read it first?
Okay, sorry.
I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
Even Christ has a head.
基督也有头。
And man was always intended for headship. He was made first.
男人呢，是神给他创造做头的。
It says, for the first man didn't come from woman, but the first woman came from man. Remember that? And the man was not made for the woman, but the woman was made for the man.
记得起初男人不是由女人而出，女人乃是由男人而出，并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。
We're not speaking here about superiority or inferiority. God didn't make anybody inferior or superior.It's about who has the last responsibility.
我们在这里说的并不是一个位置，一个高的或者低的位置，而是一个承担责任，一个对神负有义务的这个岗位。
Headship for a man is a mantle. A mantle.
是男人就是做头的那个岗位。
For a woman is a burden. Too heavy.
如果是要女人做头的话，那就太重了。
Man can handle headship, yeah.
男人是能够处理那个岗位，做头的岗位，女人不能。
You know, I just want to end this by inspiring everybody to really work on their marriages because there's such great benefits.
我要在这里结束，希望可以激发大家在。一个圣灵带领的婚姻里面，它的益处。
There are benefits to the spirit-led marriage.
就你的家庭呢，你的家园会更加的开心。
Do you want harmony in your home?
你要家庭和平吗
？There's higher income.
会有更高的收入。
And believe it or not, there's much less domestic violence among married people. Than those that just cohabit.
家庭暴力也会减少。
In fact, looking at statistics, you have to look for them, but looking at statistics, the highest case incidents of domestic violence are among same-sex couples.
所以在同性的那个关系里面，他们家庭暴力是很高的。
There's more stable children. The children are more stable.
比较稳定的孩子。
When mom and dad have a good relationship and there is a chain of command in the home, children learn to obey and they respect their parents more.
因为当夫妻关系很好的话，家庭里面有那个层次的话，那孩子呢就很容易可以顺从。
Because of the stability, there's higher education levels.
因为有这个稳定，所以他们的教育的水平也会提高。
Which contributes to better mental health and longer lives.
也会导成更健康的心理。
And interestingly, it will leave a wealthier inheritance for your children.
然后会导致有更丰盛的产业。
God has done everything perfectly.
神已经把一切的框架都设置好了。
And what He established in creation cannot be changed.
所以他起初所创造的那个原则是不能改变的。
But as I quickly end, this portion is also parallel, isn't it? Because it does speak about Jesus and the church. And he's speaking about how much Jesus loves the church.
所以我们在这里也看到这是一个平行的关系，就是妻子跟丈夫的关系跟教会跟基督的关系是平行的。
It's such a wonderful concept that we have here, such a treasure. Jesus loves his church, he sacrificed for his church.
所以我们可以看到基督是爱教会，为教会舍己。
He's actively purifying, cleaning his church, getting her ready.
他很积极的来建立他的教会，来炼净他的教会。
Making her holy because the wonderful, glorious day is coming.
他要使教会成为圣洁，是因为他来的日子近了。
And I don't know how you picture it in your mind, but the day when we will meet the Lord in the air, how do you picture it in your mind?
在你脑海里面，你怎么想象当主耶稣再来的时候那个情景？
Can we put the slide up? Isn't it? What is it going to look like?
会是怎么样的一个图片在你的脑海里面呢？
But this is what Jesus is preparing.His church for this glorious day when we meet him in the air.
因为主耶稣快要再来了，所以他一直在预备他的教会，他的心腹来迎接我们。
So all of us here today are the bride.
所以我们在这里的所有每个人都是心腹。
Men and women.
男人女人。
But you know, the final chapter in the book of Revelation talks about a wedding feast.
所以到启示录的那本书里面，我们讲到羔羊的婚宴。
So Genesis begins with marriage, and it ends with a wedding feast.
所以创世纪开始是婚姻，然后启示录结束呢，也是一个婚姻的宴席。
The bride and the groom having a wedding feast.
新人和新妇他们要有一个婚宴。
Can we bow our heads, please, and close
our eyes? 让我们一起低头祷告。
I wonder what the Holy Spirit is speaking in your hearts.
我就讲圣灵告诉我们什么话。
What do you sense the Holy Spirit is saying to you?
你听到圣灵跟你说什么吗？
And how do you want to respond to what he's saying?
你要对他所说的话有什么回应？
Brothers and sisters, we need help.
弟兄姐妹，我们都需要帮助。
We have an enemy that never stops.
我们有仇敌，他们不停止的要攻击我们。
And he has invaded our homes.
他已经介入了基督徒的家庭。
So we need prayer.
我们需要祷告。
And today I just really felt that the Lord wanted me to pray for marriages.
今天我感受到神要带领我要为着婚姻来祷告。
So in the first place, I would like to pray that for those that are married couples.
第一件，我要为着已经结婚的伴侣来祷告。
If today you feel that the Holy Spirit is saying, "Look, there's room for improvement."
如果你今天听到说神说你有更大的空间可以成长。
Maybe some things need to change.
是不是有什么需要改变
？But maybe you were doing everything right, and He just wants to bless you.
或者你做的每件事情都是对的，神只是要更多祝福你。
In the first place, I'd like to pray for couples, but in the second place, I'd like to pray for the singles.
第一件事我要祷告的是为着夫妻祷告，第二呢，我要为着单身的来祷告。
So very briefly, I'm not going to belinger with a long prayer. If you're a married couple,
如果你是结婚的
，and you want to make a commitment before the Lord today to work on your marriage.
那你希望神在你的婚姻当中介入来帮助你的话
，to exemplify that sacrificial love，
让你也拥有这个牺牲的爱在你家庭里面
，and to show more respect，
然后更多的敬重在你家庭里面
，to try to work as a team，
然后有更多的合作在你的婚姻家庭里面。
I invite you to stand up，
我邀请你站起来。
You're next to your spouse. You can hold hands.
你可以跟你的伴侣站起来，然后一起握手。
You can say, Lord.
你可以告诉神说，神啊。
As we lift our hearts to you, Lord Jesus, today.
主耶稣，当我们把这些心都摆在你跟前的时候
，We recognize you as our Lord and our Savior.
我们承认你是我们的主，是我们的救主
，Our Creator and our Maker.
是我们的创造者，是制造我们的神。
And that marriage, Lord, was given to us as a gift from you.
婚姻是你给我们的礼物。
So this day, as we heard your word,
所以今天当我们听到你的声音的时候，
before your presence,
在你面前，
we want to make a new commitment, Lord.
我们要重新立定心志，
to put aside pride,
要把我们的骄傲放下，
to allow agape love to flow,
让神你牺牲的爱来流淌，
to be more patient and kind,
让我们更多的忍耐，更多恩慈。
To fight selfishness and pride.
要把所有的自私跟骄傲除却。
And we'll be careful how we treat one another, Lord.
我们要小心彼此的相爱。
That we want to treat each other with respect.
我们要彼此的敬重。
Lord, we pray, use our home.
我们祷告，求你使用我们的家园。
As a place where people can sense the difference that Jesus makes.
使用我们的家庭，让人都能够感受到神。
We want people to notice the difference that Jesus makes in a life.
我们要让人知道神你分别出来的子民的婚姻是何等的荣耀。
Bless each home, we pray, Lord, with your presence.
主耶稣，求你祝福这里所有的婚姻跟家庭。
With your peace.
祝福你的同在，祝福你的平安。
With your joy.
祝福你的喜乐。
With your mercy,
祝福你的怜悯。
With forgiveness,
还有你的包容。
With great, great, great mercy and grace,
还有极大极大的怜悯跟恩典。
Father, we dedicate our home to you.
主啊，我们把这些所有的家庭都献上给你。
We dedicate each one of us, Lord, to you.
我们要把每一个人都献上给你。
Take our lives, Lord, and make a count for the kingdom.
把我们的生命献给你，你放在你的手中，让你来使用。
And bless our marriage, we pray.
祝福我们的婚姻，我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord. The Lord can do it. The Lord can do it. The Lord can do it. Would you please sit down? Because now I want to pray for the singles. I see a lot of young people here.
现在我们要围着单身的来祷告。
Single people.
单身的。
You're not thinking about marriage now. I know that.
我知道你还没有想到婚姻，我知道。
But one day you will.
但是你有一天会啊。
If within the next 10 years you want to get married, you want to stand up?
十年之后你要想结婚。I'm going to pray for you. 你站起来，我要为你祷告。
All the Adams, you want to stand up? There's an Eve for you. There's an Eve for you.
站起来。
Do you want the Lord to take control of
所有单身的要站起来，每一颗单身的都站起来。神要祝福你。
God knows what you need. God knows what you need. God knows that He cares.
神知道你的需要，要站起来。哈利路亚。
If he can bring an Australian all the way to South America to meet an Italian, he can do it for you.
Yeah, 如果神可以在我生命中行这么大的神迹，他也可以一样的来在你身上行神迹。
Oh, hallelujah, Heavenly Father, I know you're excited about your children.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们知道你看见你的孩子，你感到兴奋。
I just pray, Father, for these young people that have stood up. I pray, Father, that you protect them.
主耶稣啊，我们要为着这年轻站在你面前的人，求你保护他们。
That you keep their lives, Lord, pure for you.
你保护他们的生命完全属于你。
And that you will bring into their lives the person that you have already prepared for them.
你要把他们保守他们，也把他们带入你为他们预备的另外一个人。
For the young ladies, I pray, Lord, somewhat a young man that will be a good head.
我们要围着少女们，主啊，你保守他们，也围着这些年轻的男生们，主啊，你帮助他们能够预备他们成为家庭的头。
That they can respect and look up to.
让他们能够对将来的伴侣有敬重。
And be helpful all their relationship.
在所有他们的在关系里面能够被神你自己赐福跟
保守。For these young men, Lord, I just pray that you will make them great heads.
主，你保守这些男生，他们能够成为家庭的头。
And Lord, that you will bring to them that special young lady. they will fit just right.
主你也带领他们有适合他们的女生带到他们面前。
That together these young people, when they find their spouse, will be dynamite for the kingdom of God.
主，当他们遇到的时候，他们被神你充满的时候，神他们就发出神你给他们的能力。
Lord, I pray your hand of protection upon them and keep them from all enemy interference.
主啊，我们求你大能的手来保护这群年轻人，免他们受一切恶者的作为。
Lord, I pray that you close all the wrong doors.
主啊，你要把那些错误的门都关上。
That all the wrong relationships don't prosper.
但是那所有不合神心意的关系，主啊，你要让他们不能够继续。
That these young people, Lord, will not have to go confused or wondering what your will is.
他们是清晰的，他不至于混乱。
The Lord will say, "Trust the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding."
主啊，他们不靠自己的小聪明，靠着神你的带领，明白你的心意。
In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
在每一条道路上，他们都认定你，以致他们所行的道路是蒙神悦纳的。
Bless and guide your children, I pray, Lord.
主啊，求你祝福你的孩子们，我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. God bless
谢谢
you. I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's so amazing that we came in the house of God.
我们可以在神的家里是非常美好的事。
Right now, we want to celebrate and receive the love of God.
现在我们要庆祝并且领受神的爱。
Now with you, you have your communion.
那你手上应该有一个饼和杯。
Whatever that has been shared today.
今天我们所领受的。
We want to apply in our lives.
我们要应用在我们的生命当中。
Pastor Erica said, it can only make sense when we know Jesus.